No, well, no, wait. Maybe there's a middle ground. Maybe there's a middle ground. What that means is, if Carolyn's what Carolyn says is true, if there's an if clause there, and they've all abated their biases, then there should be no problem. No problem. We'll see. If you forget Carolyn, we mirror what they say. You forget Carolyn, we are in the seedy, bottom, slut, scumming crap where they live. Now, they can be a pie-eyed Sunday school dick sucker all day long. But the problem is, when they are off the phone, where their depraved minds goes is ridiculous. And that's how you get what you get. Sometimes. Now, that can be softened. Now you're saying your position, which is notable, is that you've gotten their dander up. They know anything goes. And so now let's see how they do. If they respond in kind appropriately, then it should be like that's been discussed, it should be a passing fancy, if that's the case.
Right.
So if that's the case, then
I'm gonna point
solved.
Out. I might play just that sentence that you hear them in their private lives. And they're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
They should be known that they got no fucking privacy with Ion. That should be.
Oh,
they
no.
should know that.
Yeah, they don't. And that's why some of them won't talk, or they get cotton in their mouth, or swallow their marbles, or can't talk. They know that we know. And it's not a big deal because we know them. I mean, we know them when they start. So it's not a problem for us. We don't judge them, typically. We can, but we typically
yeah,
don't
they
judge
get
them.
Over
we let them be what they
that.
We let them be
they
where they are, because they are where they are.
They've
got to
get over
are.
Their judgment of them, for fuck's sake. That's what's so stupid.
Yeah.
And you say DeKirchhoff even suspected you were going to start telling stuff about him.
Oh,
and he got out of there.
Oh, yeah. He stepped back away because he can't stand the exposure. Because, see, what they think is vulgar may or may not be vulgar. There's the rub. That's the rub. That's the problem.
Yeah, and I'm in agreement. If you say it like that, look, these words are meant to, like Bob said, like Frank Zappa, say the words, get used to them, don't get caught up, don't take it personal, just be detached. Do a little explanation of why you're doing it.
They can figure it out. They can figure it out because it's all good. Because we don't have to talk to them. It's all good. You're right. We don't got to talk to them.
Yeah.
That's what's coming.
Because
we're at the point we're going to say, no, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to stop the show. It's perfectly fine. You can navigate it as you need to. It's fine. The words are still recorded. It's kind of like what we jokingly say. Now, JW's a little offended by it. But it's like we say on Tuesday, Bob, you don't need any callers on Tuesday. Just open it up. Somebody ask some stupid-ass question. We got it. We can flow it. We can pour the magma out of the volcano until the lava covers everything. It's no problem. We got that. That's easy. But for content's sake, sometimes the ambiguity that may be rhetorically, perceptively vulgar in the eye of the beholder, we can explain that if it's necessary, but it's kind of like if you have to explain the joke, it's not very funny, you see. But we've got their attention. Let's see what happens. That's viably correct. But when they go to that place, there's nothing that can prevent that from being the subjunctive version. I mean, you know, you start conjugating verbs, you're going to get every tense. Just saying.
So, Ion, when you say we got their attention, let's see what happens. So, how do you expect them to react now that do you think you've desensitized them so that people are detached and aren't taking things personally? So
well, no, don't care about personally. The thing they're taking personal is the thing that they want to do that they're embarrassed that somebody's going to find out they're doing. That's the only reason they're sensitive. Okay, we can talk about bowel movements. Well, who doesn't have a bowel movement? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Oh, well, that's just personal. That's just a little too much information. Okay, then stop having them. We won't have to have this in the conversation. So the biological functions that function... fine. But if they're doing it, great. But if they're all intertwined, destroying their mind over these depravities that they won't let outside, it's hurting them physically. And it can inhibit their ability to drop these biases that allow them to be a god and do whatever they do. You see? So that's why we're softening just a little bit. It worked for Bill Cosby, didn't it?
I know, that's so funny.
Carol, I may assault little kids, but we don't swear naturally around the house like other people do.
True. That's true. Only because certain, but there's another thing. There's another thing. Like degrees. In the day, in JW's day, you couldn't say goddamn. That would be called taking the Lord's name in vain. You see, that would be the God doesn't necessarily damn things. So that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Now they can say it on South Park. So something has changed the sensitivity or the autocyte responses have all just thrown it up in the air. Basically, there is no pride and prejudice anymore. You see, Montague has left the building. And so now what you got to deal with is the based, depraved aspects and ratio, which you're right, hopefully will soften. But Sunday school didn't work either. We patted them on their head or patted them on their forehead and told them to relax and allow and told them to relax and be easy and don't eat a spoonful of sugar. And if you take an antibiotic, you're going to fucking die. We told them all that. They're still around, so it's all good. So we have to soften that to a point where they can move past it, meaning nothing's off limits, nothing's out of bounds. However, if you want a different conversation, your callers in their position engage it to a level that's appropriate. They shouldn't draw it out. But if it's all backed up and pent up, it's like a big old sebaceous cyst, Carolyn. Either you pop it or we will. The second air hits it, it's going to feel better. We're going to pop it every time. We're going
to
pop it.
So are you saying that you want them to expose their depravities on the show to get rid of them?
No, we don't. No.
We want them to not make...
Oh, that's easy. That's easy. Yeah. It won't be in their heart. It won't be in their heart. See, total biology. You caused this with your total biology. If they're laying in their bed 8 hours having these weird old queer movement things mucked up, trying to have sex with dogs or ponies or bullshit or whatever it is that they're doing, it's crazy shit, Karen. And where they go in their mind is nasty. I mean, Bob is the matron saint of the goddamn Catholic Church. Oh, no, not the Catholic Church. They really do like the diddle little boys, don't they? Wait, no, not that one. But
you're the matron saint, Bob. The matron saint. You said that. Not the patron saint.
No,
the matron saint
yeah,
of the Catholic
Church. He's everybody's mother. He's everybody's
mother.
You're a mother.
He's a prude.
He's a prude, Carolyn. He's just here for his friends, Carolyn. That's all he shows up for. We got to soften this to a point. You're right. Our words aren't the problem. The problem is your callers and where they go. They have these positions that are inordinately obverse. You got some of them that love food. They can't have sex, so they eat food, and they eat themselves to death. You got people who engage in every other sensory perception because they can't do the things that they should be doing, like normal coitus. So they end up in a doping or opium den or a crack house or wherever they end up, or in a whiskey barrel somewhere, and that's how it presents, okay? Mm-hmm. So then they get in their slumber trying to figure out how to ascend. And so then you got Dimitri, who is a prized collection that has been chosen. And he stays so whacked out all the time that he's trying to get Bert to help him with stuff. And Bert sends him 20 pages of precious, precious, precious notes. He doesn't even ignore it. He doesn't even read them. Or if he does, he doesn't acknowledge that he got them. And now starts asking questions about how Bert's supposed to solve the carbon anomaly. It's kind of like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Slow up here, Trigger. Hold on. This is not Bert. This is Bert going to do this. Bert don't need to help you do what you're supposed to do. You need to come on up with this and get beyond it. And so you can get balanced in your life. That means a little bit of sugar, but not much. some food, good carbs, take all the complement formulas, get your body normal, walk around, run, function, lift weights, do cardio, do whatever you do. Make your body function so it does what it can do. That muscle test these things you're engaging so you can see if that second gallon of ice cream is really in your best interest or not. You see, it's all good. So little at a time, so you can become a whole person. A whole person that is balanced in their knowing or nature isn't offended by anything. They can talk about anything because they're balanced. And so what you're complaining for, and we note that, we get that, but what you're complaining for is their inability to engage this thing called life or human living. And so we say you can get past it, I guess, but then you're going to have to talk to Nan, and she's going to have to help you with the Egyptian Book of the Dead because they're the ones most easily offended, you see.
Okay.
So we got to stop.
Let's start.
Yeah. Well, that was a start. That was a nice start.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And we note your words. Now we note your words.
Yeah.
We note them. And we agree. But you need to slow down the Marquis de Sade, and we won't have these Caligula moments, darling.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did I say at the end?
Who?
What did he say at the end? His last sentence.
We know your words, and we
agree,
but you need to slow down the Marquis de Sade. To what? I missed that.
You have to slow down the Marquis de Sade, or you're going to continue having these Caligula moments.
yeah.
Well, how does Karam slow down the Marquis?
No, he's talking about the INF.
Karen can monitor it. Karen can monitor it, and she can jump in and save them. She's good. She saves everybody else. She can save them. She can jump in and make it a lighter conversation and bring up a nice, warm, fuzzy topic. We can talk about GERD or something nice. It'll be good.
Well, let me just one more thing, Bob. Okay, when you're going on and
This is like the five. One more thing. This is good. We like this. That's good.
Yeah. Last word. If you're going after someone, it could be male or female, and going on about whatever, what do you want them to do in the moment that will let you know that you've gotten through to them? And there's so many layers there.
You're right, darling. You're basically saying, okay, if you're going to slice the onion, you have an onion. You ask that question, you're going to get a metaphor. You're saying, which way do you want the onion sliced to make where nobody will cry? Which way do you want the onion sliced so that nobody will cry? Because if nobody's crying, you're not going to notice. You see, nobody's going to notice that something's vulgar or not. No one's going to be bothered to be offended or not. So that's what you're asking, is how to present this in such a way that they can get over the ring cycle, the spin cycle, you know, where it rings the water out of the thing, to make the spin cycle not quite so centrifugal. You're trying to slow down the spin cycle so that it's not quite so graphically exposed. You see, we know how the sausage gets made, but we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to see the sausage being done, you see. So,
let me just interject. It might help me anyway, that you're using up all the time to say these words and distracting from maybe them asking a question or you saying something more appropriate, informative.
Great. Fill in the blank. Ask the question. See? Ask the question. What happened is that's why then Bob was complaining when we had 3 hours of dead space. We had 3 hours or an hour and a half, and Ian won't answer their questions. Why? Well, he couldn't say anything vulgar, and he couldn't say this, and he couldn't do that. Okay, so he's not going to say anything. Okay, y'all talk amongst yourself. If they don't get engaged, then they're left to their own depravity. See, now we're talking about these Sunday school teachers, honey. We're talking about them. We're talking about them sweet ones, honey. We're talking about them darling ones that don't even say vulgar words. Oh, they don't even take the Lord's name in vain. Oh, Lord, no. They can quote Corinthians, and they know the whole armor of God and all this stuff. Shit. Girl, let me tell you what. You don't want us to pin the tail on the donkey, but we're trying to soften it so that they can be included too. Because, Carolyn, here's what they do. They give themselves cancer. They give themselves cancer and die because it eats them inside out. Because they don't feel that they're comfortable being who they are. They are. Yeah. They don't know, apparently. Either they know who they are and won't accept it, or, I mean, where did this LGBTQRSTXYZ, where did all that come from? Is that we invented something new here? No. Now, society says you get to be whoever the fuck you want to be. Well, that's what we've been saying all along, but now you have to engage it. Well, but then Sue Bone says, but I'm not gay. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to handle this because I'm just so bothered by the matter of fact. I'm not gay. Oh, and I don't hate gay people. I don't really know any of them, but if I did, I probably wouldn't hate them. Or if I hated them, I'd hate them either way. It wasn't because they have an orientation that would be offensive to me or not. But you have to make a space so that it fits. So we have to take the square peg and make it a round hole, or we have to get rid of the round holes and make everything square holes for square pegs. Or we have to make a space so that everything can fit. See? And so basically the softening aspect of this allows everybody to be who they are. So that's the whole point. But even folks that identify as something or another, most of them aren't doing that thing they identify as. And that's why we take great offense at it, because they have to get busy in the function of living as a human being that allow them to enjoy the benefits of the shift in their meat sack body that can allow ascension to take place. You can't be all backed up and think that you're going to just wind up and fall down and ascend. You're going to fall down a flight of steps and think you're going to hit ascension when you hit the bottom of the rung of the last step. Doesn't work like that. It's a process. Some get it by fire, some get it by flood, but they all get it by the blood. And we're working on that hard. We're going to have a forced ascension here very, very quickly to move this thing up the food chain real quick, because there's no choice. You've done everything you can do, Carolyn. You've done it all. Now all you got to do is guitar babies.
I thought force field was some super guy that is detached enough to heal people, and he doesn't get bothered that they're sick, or he sees them whole and heals them.
No.
That's not force field.
No. No. Force field is just something that holds your attention. It's something that holds your gaze.
I've misinterpreted that for all these years. So can we go on to a new topic, Carol?
That's a good topic, though. That's good. And if you love them and you really love them, we think that's the most wonderful thing. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what God does. God loves. And if you can find somebody that you love, you should love them. You should love them completely.
And that means he's force-feeling them. That means he needs them or something. That he's
you include them. You want to vicariously give your life in such a way that they're happy whether you are or not. You want their creature comforts to be taken care of. Like Carolyn. Carolyn makes sure you're happy where she is or not. You notice that?
And that's activating a force field. That's force field.
It does. It gives her power away.
Is it going two ways or one person doing it to another person?
Maybe.
Okay, Carol, would you get on another topic? We're wasting a lot of time here. Come on.
Yeah, now you're negotiating. But, yes, the answer is it becomes a corporeal experience that both and all can enjoy and engage. It's beautiful. We think it's great.
Nothing to do with shamans healing
Next
people.
Question.
Nothing to do with people healing people.
Healing people? You shouldn't hit your
mate.
Don't
worry about the word healing.
No.
People mean you fix someone, and then you touch them, their cancer goes away. Like John of God and these people. Okay? That's a force field, I thought.
fuck that shit. That's a bunch of
bullshit. What is that then? What is it when they do that?
That's total.
When people can
total,
do that.
That's total biology. Carolyn did that 40 fucking years ago, for God's sake. And you got delivered from that yet? Oh.
Okay.
Okay, next question. Thank you, Ian.
That was good. That was good. Thank you, darling. You're solving a lot of things because you're making things easy. Because the things that were ambiguous aren't disambiguously expressed. You see? So the offended, offensive, isn't. So we could say, well, we're offended that people are offended. You know, like Tom McDonald.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm offended that you're offended, that I'm offended, that we're offended. It's offensive that we're so offended. But it does bring it to light. And once you bring it to light, once you pop it, once air hits it, it immediately starts getting better. You take the pressure off of it. The people that are offended, Carolyn, are under an undue surfactant-based pressure. And it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you say things that question their reality, it hurts because they're not sure of their reality. If I know who I love and I know how I love them and I know what I want to do for them and I do that no matter what, there's not any enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to change my opinion. And no goddamn non-physical is going to challenge me on my relationship. I will whoop a nigga now. I whoop a nigga when it comes to that kind of thing.
Okay. Very good.
We don't even know what you're talking about.
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Good words. Yes. But, Bob, just shut up, Bob. You keep pushing it. So shut up. We're going to the next question. All of a sudden, he's inviting me to go over to the Sensei, S-E-N-S-A-I, I think it is, Sensei Wellness Center over in Lanai, which is Larry Ellison's place, where they, you know, they want to do wellness and health at, you know, $2,000 a day type of thing. But Glenn was interested in their farm. They have a sustainable farm and all that. So I took a look at it. Real easy to find. It's hydro agriculture. What do you call hydro?
Hydroponics. Yes.
Which means no dirt, no dirt organisms.
Right.
You know, they put in a little squish of minerals, I guess. But then the doctor who's involved with him, Dr. David Agus, A-G-U-S, his third book, 2017, he's talking about how, this is the longevity model is some woman 60 years ago grafted a young mouse to an old mouse and made the old mouse younger. And it's all in the blood, he says. So this is the blood cult right across here. I can see them. I see the blood spurting up in the air. Isn't that amazing?
It's perfect. See, that's why they have those stones. That's why they made those stones out of altar. So when they had the blood sacrifices, the stone would soak it up.
Oh,
you see,
wow.
It would collect the ramification of that RNA. Because, see, everybody says that the RNA is what you add to the body to change the DNA. But guess what? That's also the construct of your present DNA. So if you had Bob's blood, Bob has perfect blood. Perfect. Just perfect. Well, except his sugar is a little crazy. You need to cut his sugar out. He's having way too much sugar. Minus that sugar, Bob has perfect
six
blood.
Six mangoes a day.
I know. That'll do it. And all the lychee that he can get his hands on. So, but anyway, he has perfect blood. So if you could get Bob's blood, that's perfect, and get the RNA out of Bob's blood and give it to other people, they'd be made better. That's what they're saying.
So we'll just stay
on Bob's blood. We'll just stay Bob's blood.
But see, this is inklings of the science behind these pedophiles who are kidnapping children and taking their blood and intravenousing it into themselves. I mean, it made so much sense when I saw that. right? And am I correct? Yeah.
You are perfectly correct. But you have been all along, honey. You've been fighting these motherfuckers upstream all your life. We don't know why. Because it's like, go with it or don't go with it. Wait, give them enough poison and they'll kill itself. It's fine. Just build, make sure that you take your arsenic. Listen, you make sure that you take your arsenic every day. So when they try to poison you with arsenic, you have built up a tolerance to this thing. Plus, you'll have sparkling white teeth. So that's beautiful.
Well, you know, the arsenic is, what is it in tarot? I think it's in tarot.
It is.
It's also in
apple seeds. Apple seeds.
That's right. So, yeah, I'm eating taro chips for my arsenic. I'll have you know.
Oh, good. That's good. Eat a lot of them. Eat a lot of it. That's good.
Okay. Well, awesome. Bob might go into the blood more, but what
on September
say?
On September 14th, that's when they're going to do out Gavin Newsom. That's when he's going to get his porn hub.
Oh, is that true? Okay.
Yeah, he's
okay,
gonna
Bob,
be gone.
What's up with... Yeah, he'll be gone.
What, you mean they're going to expose he's into porn? Is that what you're saying?
No,
he's
going to
be
voted
that's
on. That's when they get rid of him on the 14th.
Are they having a recall election?
They have. Yeah. First of all, they got enough people. Remember, we said they was going to have enough to recall him and that he was going to be gone. Now he's been recalled officially, and now that date has been, the recall vote is for September 14th, so he's toast.
Okay, so they had to get enough statistics, people.
Million six, and then they all had to stay, meaning they checked them all. It couldn't be like double ditching, double dipping, you know, dead people signing, although they can sign, but you know the story.
They had to get everybody verified, and they had enough, so then he has to have an election again.
And now they set the recall for September 14th, yes.
Does he
know? We did some good stuff in Carol. We did some good stuff in Carolyn's session. Did you know that? She's not near as mad at us as she was.
Right.
It's still early. It's still
it's
early.
Early. It's early. It's early. That's right.
Does Gavin know he's going to lose?
Yes, he's very concerned. And Nasty won't even support him anymore. So it's gone south on many levels.
And they're relatives of each other.
Well, Nasty is his aunt. Nasty is his aunt. His auntie.
Right. Now, what is he stupid about? What did he screw up on? Why is he so adamant about his stupidity?
He's drunk with power, drunk with money, drunk with fame. He played the fame game. He played the fame monster, and the fame monster wiped his butt hard.
What's that mean? He hung out with celebrities? Is that what the fame monster means?
No. He got too carried away. He got drunk on his own liquor. He was running California. He had as much money as most, just about the federal government. He had all the money in the world. He had sun, moon, and stars. He could run the cities. If he wanted to do something, he'd just call them. They'd pull it here, move it there. They're sitting on more money right now. They don't know what to do with it. They're paying the fucking homeless to be homeless, for God's sake. Just because the Silicon Valley cats fed the beast so much, well, a lot of them have left, but those that hadn't left are feeding the beast hard, and there it goes. So he had too much. Well, he had too much sugar for a dime.
Well, why do the Silicon billionaires want him to keep the homeless on the streets and keep it going?
They don't
and pay for it.
They don't. They don't. They're furious. They're furious about the whole damn thing. They don't want that at all. But that's the way it is. That's what's happening. See, that's the case. Like, yeah, no, they don't want that. But that's what
Well, why does Gavin let it happen? Why doesn't he clean him off the street?
Because he's drunk. Because he's drunk with power. We already established this
power. And the power, you mean he's drunk with saying no. He's like a little kid. No, I'm not doing what you're saying, so I'm not going to do it, even though it's silly not to do it. He's just being
correct.
A little kid. Is that what you mean?
In essence. But then what the fallout of that turns into, I'm in charge. He's the He's the Brown, the one that Mary McLuhan was so fond of.
Jerry Brown.
Things. Jerry could run it quietly. He did the same thing that Newsom was doing, but he did it quietly. Now, Reagan did it the other way. Reagan just kept trying to drive it. He was like a cattle drive. The more you drive into the barn, the more money we're going to get for the auction. So he just drove it in, which made it a big state, meaning big money state. But they made places that the little niches, like Cupertino, California, and then there's two little places, the little niche places that are Oakland, that little side of Oakland, there's little niche things. Those little niche things are huge money makers, as that goes. So
well, Cupertino is one of them? Cupertino's a huge money maker?
Oh, yeah.
From
yeah,
what? The businesses that are there?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where all of Silicon Valley is from. And so that makes all the money that is. That's like all the money of Apple is in Cupertino. So California gets a big cut of all that money. So it's like a gajillion dollars.
And Reagan caused that?
He did. He made it. He opened it up so it was possible. And that's how he did the United States of America. No more new government. And he doubled it, you see.
Right. So did he make a lot of government in California?
Oh, yeah, it's the biggest thing in the world. That's the biggest employer in California is the government.
Well, how does that make Silicon Valley do well? The companies make a lot of money
if there's
a lot of government.
It doesn't make them do well, but they did extraneously crazy well. Nobody thought that everybody would suck the penis of a TikTok, Bob. Nobody dreamed that somebody would get that involved with a facial book, Bob. Nobody realized that Googler was something that everybody was going to have in order to live it for 30 minutes. If you turn off Googler for 30 minutes, the suicide rate would quadruple. People would kill themselves thinking they had a Googler for 30 minutes. It's fun. We love it in the Ionites. The Ionites go through the show, and they can, we say, look it up. They go straight to their telephones or straight to their computers or straight to their SIP things. They're basically having a fellatio-based relationship with the tech body, and then mad because the tech body's all in their Kool-Aid. It's so funny.
So McLuhan would say you bring in a new technology and everybody gets sensorily addicted to it and can't stop using it. So one could have predicted, if you knew about computers in the 80s and saw what was coming, maybe a few people did, they said, okay, you're going to make these technologies, personal computers, and everybody's going to get very involved with them way more than you realize. And I know that because I understand McLuhan. So not many McLuhanites predicted this takeover.
No. They did. McLuhan made it. If you listen to what McLuhan said regarding the remote control, that answers every aspect of it.
Said anything about the remote control. Never seen use the word.
Certainly did.
Never
most
said
certainly
it.
Did. Certainly did.
So anyways. He said the remote control will make everybody overuse and be looking at their computers all day long.
He said like the remote control, the sensory perception or the biases regarding the cassette player will leave. There won't be that anymore. It'll be beyond it. It'll take over. Once the remote control works, then you will have no more access. The remote control will decide. That's what's happening.
What, Cal? You mean instant replay by remote control?
As well.
Yeah, he talked about instant replay.
But that was the inference of the remote control.
Okay, so he predicted, but no McLuhanites warned about Facebook or that kind of stuff happening.
They don't know. Andrew Crystal don't even know where he is right now. So how are they going to know? You can't leave it to them.
Right. And so nobody really understood McLuhan. All right. So there's new technologies
including McLuhan. So that's good.
Well, what's including McLuhan? What's that mean?
He didn't understand himself.
He didn't understand himself.
Yes, but he was on the right track because he knew it was an extension of your senses that, like, people like weather.
He couldn't define those things that were the gadgetry that made his word stand tall. You, Bob, on the other hand, go beyond Marshall McLuhan. You go beyond McLuhan because you are able to land the heptad that makes all this come together, the coalescing of it all being put together, which allows you to be able to go beyond and behind and forward, and you prove Ezra Pound, okay? You prove what's little left of Lyndon LaRouche, you see? You validate these dogs that would not be validated otherwise, and you put this all together or blend it together so much so that it validates the work and world wonder of Marge Stewart. And we congratulate you for that hard work.
Right, and are you talking about my five-body model gets closer to the facts? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, just the facts, ma'am,
okay.
Just the facts.
Well, Croker talked about the bodies being added. He didn't use my terminology.
But he never applied it. He talked about it, but he never applied it. He never said this is how the outcome is. This is how it goes. This is what you can expect from it. You give the condition. You give the problem. You give the solution. You give the remedy, and you give what happens if you don't do it. Five levels. The Android meme, which now is known. See, there's no Android meme anymore. It's known. So fuck them. Choke them if they can't take a fuck, Bob. It's over. You've given them everything they can do.
What was that? I gave them everything they can do? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you've done everything. You gave them everything that works, everything they can do. So choke them if they can't take a fuck. So that's it.
Do I? What's the last words?
That's it.
Do I understand the tech body and its full ramifications?
No. Oh, gracious, no. You're just beaming from its power. You're in the afterglow. you're watching the candle glimmer, and that 10,000 lumens that's coming off that tiny little candle, you're using it to light your way. To let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Yes, Bob. Praise Bob.
So I've aligned with the tech body. The tech body is aligned with me. And when people give their power to the tech body, they're giving their power to me.
So far, it's a race, sort of a race to the bottom. Now, here's what's funny. You vicariously would do anything to have people ascend. It's the craziest thing we've ever seen. You want them to ascend, okay? But if they don't, you get them up to the edge, you get them up close, and if they don't ascend, you happily receive and accept the power that they've gained. So, hoops, there it is.
Is it like I'm indifferent to each prospect?
We don't know what that means.
Well, if I'm saying, yeah, I'm helping you ascend, and I'm happy when they ascend, so I'm not that concerned about them being ascend. I don't let it happen. But
you actually know you're very concerned. You want to move heaven and earth. You want to push them. You want to tell them. You got to talk to them. You got to talk to Ion. You got to talk to me. You got to come to the after party. You got to come to the after tailgate of tail. You got to engage. You got to find something. You got to pump it up. You got to get mad about something. You got to get offended about something so you can goddamn get over it. You got to get out of rid of your biases so you can talk to somebody. You got to use speech to have speech, to make speech, to see what speech means, and to speak and speak. You can't speak to speak if you can't speak. Every tongue shall confess. That means they got to speak. If they won't speak, then they're lost. If they're lost, then they're not going to make it. If they're not going to make it, that doesn't help you. So you're like, oh, hell no. No, you're going to come and you're never going to talk to Ion. I'm going to see to it. You will never. Anonymous, you will never talk to Ion. I will see to it because I can control this. I built this. I'll run you. I'll show you. So blah, blah, blah. Now what happens is they get it and they do what they're supposed to do a little bit. Then they drag in. They don't get put in timeout or whatever, whatever. And then they can ask questions and all of a sudden they appreciate it more. Then they engage it. Then there should be, if that works, then they should be able to engage with you more and have more conversation and hold you in conversation. Do you realize you're the easiest person in the world to talk to?
I know that. Yeah.
There's no one easier to talk to than you, but you're just not going to put up with their bullshit. You're not going to put up with it.
Right.
You know, so, they're not going to blow smoke. They're not going to go smoke up your skirt tail or piss on your leg and try to convince you that it's raining. But then now everybody's talking about the new Delta variant threat. They're going to put new mask recommendations. Everybody's going back in the mask. Back in the saddle again. So that'd be fun.
Okay, wait a minute. Just to finish that point. So, I'm happy they ascend if they ascend. But I'm also happy if they don't ascend. I don't mind taking their power, right? So I mean,
you want them to. You want them to. You want everybody to look at your Facebook page, Bob. You want people to be in awe of the astounding ridicule that you keep in your pocketbook. Yeah, you're brilliant. It's unbelievable. You don't even know how brilliant you are. You keep telling them, but they don't quite get it. But anyway, just keep telling them.
I suppose.
We know.
Yeah.
True. How is relative? How now, brown cow?
What I am not, regular I not, gets me more than anybody else, understands me, realizes how powerful
Dave,
I am or how great.
Dave
Neufeld?
Fuck no. Dave in Oregon.
Dave. We don't know him.
Allison's husband.
Oh, Dave. Yes, Dave. You mean by dying he saw this? He can see it.
He got
now.
It. He couldn't then, but he does now.
Does it help to die to realize my brilliance?
Of course, because you take all the bias away. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, Bob. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Mm-hmm. So everybody from Murray Gross to Zappa think I'm amazing. Now that they're dead.
Of course. That's true. They can't help it. There's nothing they can do.
Is Renee proud of me? Does he claim something has something to do with it?
Well, he hopes it works out. He's not sure if he's going to be able to hold it out or not. You could fuck up a wet dream, Bob. You know, and just got to wait and see how it goes.
Right.
We gave up on great expectations long ago, Bob. We're just going to see how we just hope you find something to do with your life before it's too late.
Right. Now, I noticed somebody on the chat line said, who would believe these people are trying to make money out of this? I think the person was saying, we're talking about UFOs, UFOs in the news, and they think this whole story, Bob's going to be the guy on this, he's going to be the guy who beats them, like the V scenario, and he says that we're trying to make money from it. Did he mean that? Did he misinterpret us completely? Or he or she who wrote that?
This, who knows? Who cares, Bob? If they're deluded, it doesn't matter. Because if they are, they're just mad because they don't have any money. If they had money, they wouldn't say nothing. They'd be tickled. That's not good for him. He's going to help somebody. He's going to do something with his life. Blah, 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 blah. He's going to save the world.
Okay.
How much does it cost to save the world, you broke motherfucker? Okay, I'm going to make sure you're the last one on the boat. Matter of fact, you may not even get on the boat. You know what? You're right. We're not going to make no money off of you because you're not going to be invited. We'll show you how this works. It's great.
I say all that. You're saying I say all that to him. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's lots of people. They come on, never seen them before. They have some funny name. They say a few things, and they disappear. Is that a few people changing their names, or they're actually new people listening, and they're finally prompted
to type
something?
They're new people. They're new people, and they're trying to figure it out. They listen to enough words because it's instant access. Instant. This is PBS, Bob. It's for everybody. It's for everybody.
That's right. And they're amazing how we give it away for free. Like the high school girl.
And they don't know how we're making it. And then they find out you're a 100-year-old trillionaire and they quit asking, so it's all good.
Are you saying there are people, these old ladies, they're dying and Carolyn fix up and they get black skin and then it goes away? Some of those have leaked over into my audience or listening?
They are. They've got the wild side. See, because we don't mind talking about having a good female orgasm, and we don't mind about clitoral stimulation, and we don't mind talking about that and a nice, comfortable anal interaction, no problem. Everything's good. It's quite, it'll get you It gets you sap flowing. It's a wonderful thing. Karen's giggling. You're listening to Karen giggling. She's giggling. Listen to her giggle.
Yeah. You say get your sap flowing? Did you say sap?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Get your grease going. It's a good day.
Are some of these people who see Karen as quite an accomplished saintly doctor quite shocked she's hanging out with us? Do they find that surprising?
No. See, even Jesus hung out with the wine bibbers, Bob.
Yeah, so they see Karen that way. She's pretty cool. She hangs out with the...
Yeah, when they see her, she helps the just and the unjust. See, she doesn't judge. Yeah. Do you notice she doesn't judge people. She doesn't judge them. They are where they are. But she'll doctor them where they are. If they make it, she tells them to do something different. You know, you're going to have less than 2 gallons of scotch whiskey a day or you're not going to make it. You know, do what you want to do. But we're going to say, cut it back to 1 gallon for a little while and then see what happens. But you're going to cut back on this, clean this shit up because your liver's not going to make it past your kidneys. There's a little problem here. So then in that conversation, if they listen, then she'll help them to the end. But if they ignore it, then it's kind of like, okay, well, we told you. So, you know, this is what happens. So good. Yeah, dialysis might work, but you can't drink the whiskey and take dialysis, just saying. So, there it is.
Yeah, in the Pizzagate cult, I understand they take the adrenochromin substance from the young bodies, young people, young children.
Yes.
And then they think it's going to energize them, make them live forever. And it's based
on... Well, just give them a younger base. They're trying to... But it's like Cher. They're trying to borrow a younger base.
Oh, make them look a little better, that's all.
Yeah, well, younger. See, they're borrowing newer cells, fresher meat.
Mm.
So that's how they do that.
And it doesn't mean they're going to live 150 years old. They're going to die at 90 or something, looking good.
Well, we don't know. We'll have to see. They don't care about that. They just want to make sure it's an open casket. They want to look good.
Right. Okay, so they know the blood's the key. Now, Ian announced to us the blood's the key, and you're talking on a different level than they are about the importance of blood, correct?
Well, yes, they have the pornographic version of the blood. See, they got the right words, but they don't know how to apply it. It's like Boris Balkan in the Ninth Gate.
Yeah.
He thought he had it worked out, but he had it all wrong. That wasn't going to get him through the Ninth Gate. He was trying to bring forth, he was like John Dee. He was trying to bring forth the devil spirit. He wasn't like Crowley, who was trying to talk to the spirit, trying to find out what's up and how the deal works and how the angels apply. See, John Dee was trying to bring the demonic spirit to take control of it. That's the difference.
To take control of us, and he would ride it and get power that way?
Correct. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
So Crowley was a little smarter about that.
He was. Well, they say Crowley wasted it. Crowley, Mr. Crowley, he wasted it because he didn't get any gain out of it. He didn't get any good out of it. But we say maybe he did.
Did he get inspired by studying John Dee, reading about him?
As well as any other thing, as any other occultist, cult. Okay, Karen, get you some water. We're going to get you some living water, Karen. Don't worry, it's coming. One way or the other. Your postman may not live through it. Your postman may not live through it, but it's coming. One way or the other. They're going to deliver it. Don't you worry.
Good. That bird that's walking up and looking sort of at me, is that a relative of Ben? Is that a human? A human?
That's Paul.
Is he a dead person? And having the bird? And what's he interested in?
Why you have the windows closed?
He wants them open? He doesn't understand why they would be closed.
Yeah, he wants to know. He wants them open.
He wants to know what we're
saying.
Yeah.
Wants to know what's
he
up.
He can't
what's
hear
up,
us.
My nigga.
No. He can't hear us. He can't hear us, right?
Correct. That's right.
Okay. So then Cal's reading the book by the medical guy associated with Larry Ellison, who lives on the island across from us, and his name is Dave Argus, and he's talking about the importance of the blood. Is he talking from the rumors of adrenochrome, so he's part of the Pizzagate cult? He's trying
no,
to...
he's been listening to your show, Bob, and he's been, well, that's not fair. He's been fucking with informationfarm.blogspot.com with Ed Long and his little coverts. And so that's where that came from. They borrowed your lines. You can go over there and you can take that over as a cult if you wanted to. It's a nice cult.
Wait, well, what?
$2,000 a day. Not bad. Not
I know.
Bad league.
But they're like a lot of you. They're afraid of us. Why don't they just call us up and ask what we're doing? Why don't they take an interest? Why are they afraid of us?
Because you wouldn't tell him? Because you wouldn't tell him? He'd say, well, I'd tell you, but I'd have to kill you. And, yeah, I killed Reverend James. He's dead. His sister's dead. His mama's dead. They're all dead. And Marshall McLuhan's dead. And then all the children are dead except for the one that's the last Marshall McLuhan's last lover. She's not dead. Poor Terry. She's not dead yet. But other than that, we're hanging on. So, yeah, and you just say, here, let me give you some money so when I can have my picture made by your tombstone.
So they're trying to figure it out what we're doing, and they've got crazy ideas over there on the island.
Well, they're taking your ideas, your words that are true, and they're making things that they can charge $2,000 a fucking day over so that somebody can think they're getting something for their value, okay, that they are, and good, and it works because they paid $2,000 for it, so they feel better. So, and good, and that same thing you're doing with your Revelation Revealed, only you just barely get paid. You can't even get the PayPal right most of the time.
So, how did they discover it?
Bob, you're everywhere. You're everywhere.
Okay, we're everywhere. And so they find out, and are they interested that the guy that does the website is in an island next to them? They find that interesting, that's in their area?
No.
Here in
no,
Hawaii?
No, he covers everything. No. He covers everything. He covers over the crazy, the macabre. He covers the good stuff, the bad stuff, the God stuff, the love stuff, the sucking dick stuff. He covers everything, Bob. He covers it all. It's insanity. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's
what he goes through.
You're talking about Ed.
Ed Long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Carol, is there something, what do you think the fact that Dave Argus gets it from us and he's trying to figure out how to do it? What do you make of that, Carol? Any questions come from that?
No.
We're on such another level. We're actually going to do what they're trying to do, and we're already doing it. Correct, Ian? And the aliens appreciate it, and they want I tell people that the aliens want access to ion because ion's a new phenomenon in the universe. Do you agree with that?
Say it a different way.
You don't like that?
No, we got to say it a different way.
Well, ion's unique in the universe. Non-physical has never spoken to physical people. And the aliens are in our physical universe. They can do different things than us, I assume, with their physics. But ion is something that they have not experienced before, so they want to have access to it. They want to talk to it. Correct?
Yes, that's right. You're drawing a parallel of how this all applies. And what you're trying to, you're making a big deal like the book Toward the Great Awakening.
Yes, that's an interesting phenomenon I just found out about. But let me put that, do that later. All right. Yeah, but you. No, it's Sidney Powell, 100 years ago.
Sidney Waterbury Powell.
Okay, it's a different person, but let's not get distracted on that. We're talking about...
That is what we're talking about. That is what you're talking about. You're trying to set the mode. You're setting the mode back then for right now that already was. You're setting the mode for back then that's right now for what is. Yes.
Okay. So, and ion is the environment of that situation.
Okay, 5 years ago we'd say yes, but we can't say that anymore because we drive it now. If you see, we don't need you anymore. We can do this now. But
right.
We include you, but we don't have to have you anymore. It's all good. We want everybody to make it, but if you don't, not anymore. We can do this. We got this now.
Yeah, in 2009, when you showed up at that timing, you needed, said, a human to interact with, to get it going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right. And it has, and it's doing great, and everybody's doing wonderful, and young Mr. Grace is pleased. Everything is good, keeping up appearances, and that's all wonderful. That's good.
Who's Mr. Grace? Who's young Mr. Grace? Who's young Mr.
Grace? He's the one that owns Grace Brothers, Bob, the Keeping Up Appearances, the show, Are You Being Served? The Britcom, Are You Being Served?
Is his name Will Grace, Carol?
Mr. Grace.
The actor was, is there an actor named Will Grace?
No, okay. Not an actor. So, he plays Grace Brothers. And Are You Being Served is the Britcom with Mrs. Slocum, who was always petting her pussy and waiting on people. Are You Being Served? He's
pussy
the old guy.
Cat
young
or genitals?
Pussy cat. But that. Yeah. But the comedic value was for her vagina. For her.
Great.
Cross, her, she was cross with her pussy.
Right. That's the symbolism.
Yes.
A metaphor. Yeah. You're saying this is a new show you're pointing out? New popular show?
No, this is a show. This is a show from the 70s, Bob. You're done.
And it had something to do with Ion showing up and Ion taking over.
That's the big reference. That's the thing that this young Mr. Grace, who took over when old Mr. Grace died. Well, young Mr. Grace was about 102, and at the end of every meeting, he'd say, "You're all doing very well."
Oh, yeah.
The reference that we do all the time, that same thing. That was the quote from young Mr. Grace at 102.
So the serious point of the phenomenon of Ion, the aliens want to interact with it. That's the only reason they're paying attention to me. They think they have to get to Ion through me, correct? And that's why I've been nominated.
There's a little bit more to it than that, but yeah, there is more to it than that, but that's the dumbed down version. Because see, you don't have control of your, you don't have control of your faculties yet. you will.
But you're implying that Bob's important too. Openel's important also.
Of course. You get to say how it goes. Because it doesn't matter if they get access to us or not. They can take us. That's fine. But what are they going to do with us? Without you, it doesn't apply. See? You got no zeitgeist to run the android meme.
They've got no zeitgeist if they don't have me.
Correct.
Yeah. So I've been incredibly special as Openel through the millennia, through the timings.
Oh, yes, goddamn, how special you've been your whole CKN life. I know, Club 22 and all the little meanderings you've done. And Carolyn was showing up for a little bit there, 30 or 40 minutes at a time herself. It was a good day. It was a good run when she could show up. It was good, yes.
Okay.
That has all been you, Bob, just you. Nobody but you, Bob.
So the blood's very important. Now, you just said to Carolyn, the RNA affects the DNA. Isn't it the rebob, the RNA drops? That's not RNA. That's the I cell. And the I cell affects the DNA via the RNA. Or are you saying the RNA does something to DNA independent of the drop?
The RNA, it does. But we don't talk about that because we don't want to have to prove it. See, you don't want to make that be part of the hypothesis. You want that to be an uncomely aspect that arises from the effective effervescing of the cellular strata.
Right. Now, regular science talks about
the mitochondrial point of view.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it because regular science can talk about it on that level, and they've got it all wrong. So we don't engage their confusion, right?
Yeah, but we can use catchwords. But see, everything we do that's worked the best involved dog sperm.
Is that true?
So, you know, yeah, it's CRISPR. That's where CRISPR came from, was for work with dog sperm. That's why we like it, because it was what stupid people could do, and it was more valid than what these muckety bucks are doing.
Right. So, I'm just acknowledging that. We don't do CRISPR.
Yes, you do. Certainly you do.
Is that
What are
done?
You talking about? What are you talking about? You're taking the building blocks of life. You're making complete reforms from the mineral base and changing the way the body responds to its environment. That is exactly what CRISPR is, Bob. Come on now.
Okay, so you know that, Carol? You think we're CRISPR?
You completed CRISPR. You completed. She completed CRISPR. That's what she said. You give new, we give your body new information. Goddamn! Look at your website, for God's sake. Try your website. Call customer service. Call customer service quick, immediately. Dr. Bombay, come right away. Just ring them up right now. Call customer service. We'll ask them questions. We got to call them up. They on right now. Call them up. We'll ask them questions.
Yeah, so
we'll
Carolyn, you now know you've completed CRISPR.
Yeah.
And, right. So when you said the RNA affects the DNA, that was just a sloppy statement, just surfing
over
the
surface. No, it's not sloppy. It does. That's what RNA does. The ribonucleic acid is what gives new information. That's normal. That's how the new information gets to the cell. That's why you're no longer a jackass. You just come out of the ass of a jackal.
Right, and that's what I meant on my tiny note chart. RNA was the ground because it was the information messenger. Right, I knew that.
All the way up, all the way up to furry lint. After furry lint, it changes, but up to furry lint. That's halfway.
The finishing the tiny note chart involves the diamond and silk and the wailing jennies. And I think you added something else.
Yeah.
Am I just supposed to put their names in the hex added section? I'm supposed to fill out the hex added.
No, you're supposed to develop it. You do it, pull a pin tab from the tiny note. Crazy, man. Goddamn, do you not know what your damn chart's about?
No. So
play that on Saturday night, dig them in. I y'all need to follow my working wisdom of my whole living life's work, and I have no idea what it's all about. That's good. Okay. Follow me into the sea. I don't know where it begins. I can't see anymore, so follow me to the sea.
All right, watch your mic there. You're getting a little distant. So,
we're far away. The land far, far
my
away.
Chart. Yeah, my chart predicts a hex addict. Hex addict showed up in March 2009, and we've gone through the turmoil of the hex addict. That should be charted out.
Well, you're going through the turmoil of the hex addict, because once you got rid of the android meme, once those bodies morphed into a new thing, you have to make the new space. The new space includes the dead in Christ that are arising. You got to the recently undead, which are the dead people roaming around, and you have to deal with the macabre. The macabre is that spooky shit that's laying power to waste. Laying power to waste.
Seraphim and Nephilim. Seraphim and Nephilim.
Yes, it is, but don't worry about that. Carolyn's going to have to solve this because we got to say some words, and you're not going to get them, but she will. Carolyn, it's like when you turn on the stove, you're going to cook something. Okay, if you turn on the stove, it gets hot. Okay, now, if you put something on to cook, you cook the food. But that stove will get hot whether you cook the food or not. If you don't even put a pot on the stove, that stove will still get hot. See, that what Bob's got right now, he's got a stove hot, but he's got nothing, no pot on the stove, and he's got nothing inside the pot to cook. And so the completion of his chart will allow him to actually start cooking his chicken livers. That's good. You won't get that metaphor, but Carolyn will, so good. You got that? Does it sound better?
Yeah, it's better. Are you saying I add a quadrant to the five parts? called the Hexad and sold in. So it's a one piece of paper like it is now, one image, and just fill in the sixth quadrant with some details. That's what you're saying to do?
Yeah, to finish it, because otherwise they die at furry length. They don't get any further. That's no good.
Right.
That's why you're stuck in porn right now. Carolyn's pissed. God damn it.
Right. And Ian said, the tech body said, Cameron and I were reviewing it last night, he said, you can't get, no, you said this to me last private session last week, that I can't get past the Android meme. That's right. The McLuhan rule. Once there's an environment, it's there, it's been established, you can't get rid of it.
We would state that as the obvious.
The Android means a given now. It doesn't have the power anymore, but it's a given. People working their way through the levels to get to an understanding of the tech body.
But they don't understand the tech body. See what happens when they try to understand the tech body? What happens is they get understood. Did you hear that?
Right.
When they try to understand the tech body, they don't understand it. They get understood. See, the tech body is very good at this, Bob. So what happens is when they engage it, guess what happens? They get got. Now, if they finish it, congratulations. You win the Bobsy doll, the booby prize. But if you don't, then it'll take it away from you.
Yeah. Did you say they get got? They get got.
Yep.
That's when you say they take it away from you.
That's
you
right.
got got.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
But to understand the tech body and what they're up against, they got to understand the Android meme.
There's no aspect of the chart that explains that presently. You just got them up to the River Jordan. You wouldn't get them across. You didn't tell them how to swim. You didn't tell them anything. You just left them to fucking die, you selfish motherfucker. What you are. You selfish.
Okay. Right.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
Ridiculous. What poor people had to go through to put up with your shit. It's ridiculous.
I wanted to say, all right, so we're talking, okay. On the Fox News, you've got Tucker and you've got the Five. I'm finding a little something's up. They're making Tucker with new graphics and pictures of Ed Holm, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
And then they made the Five Gutfeld. It's all about Gutfeld. What the heck's going on? Is this the new
Gutfeld
trying to make?
Gutfeld works. Gutfeld works. It becomes the fun part of the spice. He's logical.
Yeah.
He has his own now 11 o'clock show, 5 days a week. And then on Saturday, the Gutfeld show otherwise. He's moved up in the world because he's funny and he's trivial and he's goofy. And people like that because they're sick of this shit otherwise.
And Tucker is
the straight guy.
He's
becoming the straight guy. No, he's become the straight guy, and he's actually beating Hannity. But for God's sake, don't say nothing. Hannity will have a nervous goddamn breakdown, but he's beating Hannity.
And Tucker and Hannity are polite to each other at Fox. If they're in the same room.
Yeah, they have to be. But Hannity has to be superior in every way, and Tucker just loves it. He says, yes, boss, you're the king of the world, and I love you, and blah, blah, blah. And I wouldn't be anything without you. And the only reason my numbers are good is because I come on right before you. And meanwhile, all the time, he's like, yeah, I got you. You're going to die, motherfucker. I got you.
And Hannity doesn't have as many numbers as Tucker has now, right?
Correct. And he's like a nothing thing. And see, Hannity has been on the radio 3 hours a day for as long as fucking Rush Limbaugh. He was in Atlanta the same time Rush Limbaugh was in Atlanta, by the way. And they've been combing this all the way through. And he gets a little show that he has a little thing. Now he's got a little pop, and he talks about the same goddamn thing, so you want to go kill yourself or kill him for saying them one more time. And he's doing all this stuff. He doesn't have much more of a following than he ever did. It hasn't increased.
And so he's a bit dull. He's a bit stupid.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand what's going
on. Well, he's locked himself into the Android meme. He's locked himself.
Yeah.
He hasn't got the final. He hasn't got the updated chart, Bob. So like you, he's stuck. He's lost in space, and he won't go any further until he finishes or completes that composition. And that's how Tucker looks stupid. He says, well, why do we really think like this? Or, well, that's kind of silly to think about that. Well, do you think the queen does have orgasms? That's kind of funny. You think the queen orgasms? I'm not sure. Well, sure, she probably does, but we'll have to leave that to...
Is that Tucker? Are you doing Tucker?
Yeah. Yeah, Tucker says those stupid questions like you don't know the answer to them already. It's kind of ridiculous.
All right, so does Tucker have people who listen? Right. Does Tucker have people who listen to us?
Yes.
For inspiration?
They have to. They have to. They're scared because they Trump's against Fox now because Fox isn't supporting him completely and totally. And so he's getting on the edge. So he's riding on the Newsmax side of things. And now the Laura Ingraham, that's how we say Laura Ingraham's name.
Yeah.
She's all Trump. Several of them are all Trump. Judge Judy. Not Judge Judy. Judge Jeanine Pirro. She's all Trump. There's a lot of all Trump. It's all the morning crew, all of them, they're all pro Trump. But then you get to that Wallace, that motherfucker, he's gonna have to die or leave. He's like Shepard Smith. He needs to go on to damn MSLSD or something because he ain't doing no good. But Fox is trying to mix it up to make it to where other people can watch because nobody's watching CNN. Nobody's watching MSLSD. Nobody's watching any of these other shows. They're not watching any of it, not a minute of it. I mean, like, more people listen
watching
to your
Rachel
show than
Maddow.
Listen to you. Oh, my God, no. And that morning schmo,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody, 200,000 people. You have more than that on a bad Saturday night, Bob.
Right, so what? So the management doesn't care. The advertising comes in. Money comes in anyways?
It doesn't. They're dying. They're about to close. They're about to shut the bitch ass down. They're praying to God that Trump runs again. To help the revenue. Trump will probably buy stock in them. Trump will probably buy stock in them. And then the site is going to run. He'll make a fortune. It'll be great. He'll pull it out.
Okay. The New York City charges against Weisfeld or whoever the guy, the lawyer
Weisserman,
for Trump.
Weisserman. He's the CEO or the CFO of Trump International. Yeah. And they got him. What they did was they charged him. This is that witch hunt that they said they was going to do. The bitch that got in that park in New York, her only way to be elected was that she was going to get Trump. That's the only thing she's going to do. For 5 years, this sawed-off black bitch has done every goddamn thing she can do to him up every way in the sun, moon, and stars. He's left the goddamn state. He don't even live there no more. But they got this. They got the CFO. He said not guilty to everything. But they charged. Here's what they charged him with. They charged him with getting perks from the company that he should have been taxed personally for, that he apparently did not. Well, if that were to land, or if that were to be the case, everybody in goddamn Wall Street would actually have the exact same problem. They ride to Wall Street in a car. The car is a perk for them, but they don't pay tax on what that car costs the company to provide. School things are paid. They give money to a school so their kid can go to school. That's taxable to the family, but he doesn't pay tax. So that's all they got on him, and he said not guilty on every level, and it's a nothing thing. They don't care about that because that's Mickey Mokey, literally nothing. That doesn't matter. What matters is they're trying to get him to flip on Trump.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do. Then now Trump Jr. and Eric and Cohen, Mr. Cohen. Don't forget the fixer, baby. He's in that too.
Mm-hmm.
He's in it to win it as well. That's where the key is.
Well, Junior's not turned against his father.
No. They're trying to get Wasserman to turn against Trump Jr., Eric, all of them, Ivanka, all of them, trying to get him to turn them because he has all the dope on them. But he ain't saying nothing, Bob. He's going to be all right. He knows. It's all good.
Yeah, so the judge presents the picture of Trump in dark, he's going to jail, and that's all bullshit. That's his drudge.
Shit. shit.
Yeah.
But Judge also said that Judge also said that Rudy Giuliani was going to be drawn and quartered and hung on the public square too. Remember?
and he's not. Rudy won't have any problem with whatever happens in court.
He's good. There ain't gonna be no court. He wants the court. He's nothing. He's not even. He's not charged with nothing.
Okay, so Mike Lindell got the judge to agree to move, keep him going. Is he on his way to success, or we still don't know yet?
Ask it a different way.
Well, Sydney, it's locked in for Sydney to get victory and shock America. Is Lindell got the same grace as Sydney?
Yes, but you got to watch for the Dominion subpoenas.
Right. So then, well, since we're talking about Sydney, what is the point? Ian sent me that little TikTok, and there's this book from 100 years ago. How is that
1940, connected to Powell? 1949 is not 100 years ago, Bob. Come on now.
Right. I didn't look at it yet, but I saw the title. What is it? What's the significance of that book in relation to Sidney Powell?
It's very iconic.
Did it just happen now and it's being projected back to 49?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like that book about Trump's son.
Baron Trump. Yeah.
Similar magic. Okay. All right.
What you need to know, you probably have it in your library, Bob, but you need to look toward the Great Awakening.
Yeah.
But if you start looking for the author, you can't find nothing. Nothing about
okay.
it. Okay. Dig. Put Carolyn on it. She knows everything. Can't find nothing.
Carolyn knows everything.
Anything about it. Well, no, she can find it.
Yeah, the Barron book shows that Trumps are special. The Sydney 1949 book, Through Iondom, shows that Trump is... Shows that Sydney's special.
No, it does not. Come on now, get your words right, Bob. You're sloppy. If somebody come on your show and did that, you'd scream at them to the end of time. God damn, Bob, get your words right. You come and fix your phone.
Yeah.
And get your words right. Why are you coming here talking
this
shit?
You've complained about
being done. We're not done. You're going to judge the world. You're going to get judged. Some glib, cliche archetype. You're going to run that down the throat hole. Yeah, hell no. Well, we're going to stay. Toward the Great Awakening talks about completely how the biblical transport of this time for right now, written in 1949, now comes to a place to where it is a ramification of a biblical aspect of how the world is going down right now, period. That Sidney Waterbury Powell version is amazingly accurate. And then you take your Sidney Powell, the one we know with the beautiful French Bombayed, gold dorade inlaid Bombayed commode, that receives all kinds of delicious, wonderful little tidbits. She gets on the stage and says, this is going to be biblical.
Biblical. That's right. She said that.
That's the trick. Between Toward the Great Awakening and biblical. Because one puts it out as this is what's going to happen right now, that nobody's ever heard of till right now. And then you got right now, which is a biblical rendition of the sepulcher and the tales of woe. The sepulcher and the tales of woe.
And when the words, they say this is biblical, that's Iondom, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's Iondom.
Oh, yeah. You got that part right. You got that right. But you see, he was going all around being just kind of vague and Casper milk toast. That's crazy.
Who was?
You was.
Oh, okay. I'm not vague anymore. Okay.
Now you're better now because we jerked a nut in that ass. You're better now.
Right. Now, why is Joe Rogan so huge? Is that connected to us in any way?
Yeah, he is the antithesis of what society says is inappropriate. So
yeah.
in his rogueness, he's now
meek. Oh, he's rogue.
He's become the immoral majority.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay, yeah, he's a rogue. Started off as a rogue.
Yeah.
And so he meets a certain part of the ecology of the android meme.
Well, he becomes the antithesis of what it is. And so he says crazy things, but now, like you, his crazy things are mainstream. So that moves his numbers
right.
up. But beforehand, when you said that, when President Ronald Reagan was in thing, he'd have been shot in the fucking head. Like, fair on, fair
on. So does Joe Rogan listen to us, or does his people listen to us?
Yeah, have to, yeah. You're more famous than you know, because, see, you never get a click on it. You never get – well, we shouldn't make you do that. Where everybody clicks on a link, it has to give who gives it, you know, where they have to give their cookies up, where they have to toss their cookies. Karen can tell you about tossing your cookies.
Yeah,
Karen
can
tell you about
I never give up
cookies.
My cookies. I never do that.
Yeah. No. But you could make people give up their cookies to see who's seeing your work. And if you saw those numbers, you would be stunned. But we don't want you've got big dick syndrome bad enough. We don't want to pimp you up no more. If your head got any bigger, Karen would have to lance it. She'd have to do a biopsy to see what was causing the swelling. You see, your privacy. Your privacy's gotten out of control, Bob. We're going to have to release the Kraken before it's over with if we keep going. So the point is, we're not trying to pimp you up. But if you looked at that way, of who the tech body says is seeing your shit, you'd be stunned. Well, you'd have a greater respect for this thing you called your life's work.
Alien. So they know about me, but they know not to mention me.
Why would they mention you? You're the pussy cradle. Why would they talk about you? They're there where they get all the juicy stuff. Why in the hell would they mention you? You're not in the bibliography. Why would they put you in the bibliography? Bob, that's crazy. Why would you do that? All
would
that
give
good
up
stuff
their
you got from Ed Seaton,
it would
all that good stuff you got from Ed Seaton, you're not going to give the Ed Seaton no credit for that, are you?
Or Mike Kroger.
That damn tennis player daughter that saved the world and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And then it started off good, but it ended kind of bad, didn't it, Bob?
Yeah, so Joe and them, they can't give away about me because then I attract everybody and they don't have anybody.
Then you become the source. So they can't have that, Bob, but you like it like that. CKLN. CKLN. You like it like
but
that.
Come the landing of V and the aliens, things are going to change then, aren't they? It's going to be moved to a whole level.
Yes.
Will Joe and them say, we know about Bob. He'll invite me on. He'll say, Bob, I've listened to your show for years. I love your show. I just didn't know how the hell to talk to you. But now you've done something so we can focus. Is that what they're going to say?
True.
Yeah. All right. That's Rogan. Now,
quick, because it's about to get really bad there. So it already is really bad there, but it's about done.
Yeah,
this Florida be great.
Right. The headline in Ed Town is Canada's got new rules. You can't walk around or something.
Yeah, they've our distributor in BC was telling Ginny directly about it. They've created. I don't know if it's around the lockdown, but she says they've turned very communist. They're following all the Chinese guidelines.
That's because China runs Canada, right, Aya?
Well, China is the only way they're going to make their bills. They got to pay their bills. That's the only way they're going to make their payday is through China. And China don't even care because China, that was the infiltration when they were invaded. That's what Duffy calls it, the great invasion.
No, who and what, when? What are you talking about? Who invaded who and when?
When the China troops were on the border, well, they invaded. And they won. So they didn't have to, it was a lay down war, so they won. So that everything
right.
now has to become China.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask you. Last December, Canada's pension plan would be bankrupt. I haven't seen anything on the surface about that, but what we're seeing now is the result of Canada losing the pension plan. No money, they capitulated to China. That's what we're witnessing.
Yep.
That's the effect
and
of the Canada pension plan.
And China is not going to pay those pensions. They're going to put them into a communist regime or a straight Marxist regime to where they're going to follow the rules, and they're going to line up, they're going to do what they're supposed to do, or they're not going to get any health care.
Right, and that's what
15 minutes, 15 minutes at a time or otherwise, Carolyn.
And that's where you said Canada a couple of years ago would become a prison camp, and that's what we're witnessing.
That's right.
And
that's what we're seeing right now. So no more federal executions anymore. Everybody, so many people, it's going to die. If there's nobody, they aren't going to kill nobody else. That's all true.
What, because everybody's going to die?
Yep.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay. The Edgar Z. Friedenberg, a professor I used to listen to his talks at Dalhousie, 74 to 77. And
that's where Cannon went to school. That's where Cannon went to school.
Yeah.
Our
well,
Cannon,
he was at
that's
school,
where Cannon's
playing.
That's where... That's where Carolyn taught them medicine. She taught them medicine, especially in cadaver
right.
class. She won first prize in cadavers. She was good at that.
Yeah. She knew the editor of Playgirl magazine. She had an in, embarrassed them all.
Ah.
Blackmailed
did
them
they
all.
Show the, did they show the naked parts? Don't talk about the naked
yeah,
parts.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's vulgar. We are offended with that vulgarity. We are offended. We can't. This is a family show. We are vulgarly offended. It's terrible. Xi Jinping would be not put up with this foolishness. That's right.
So okay, so
makes us want to go
so what was I gonna say? They're talking about so he said Friedenberg wrote a book about Canada which he found quite the people were quite authority bound. They were obedient. They liked authority more than the American nature. So he wrote a book on Canada called The Disposal of Liberty and Other Industrial Waste, talking about the shocking obedience of the Canadian temperament. The Canadians don't know they're being put in a prison camp, right?
Yeah.
They don't care. They seem to be passive. Is that true?
Do you remember the show about the East India Trading Company, Bob?
Yes, yeah. Yep, 1800.
Do you remember
yeah,
that?
I saw that.
Do you remember that
yep.
show? Remember that little slough? What was the name of that little slough, that little port that was
I don't remember. Yeah,
out?
British Columbia.
Think about it.
Down there by
think
Vancouver.
About it. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. That's what's occurring.
Well, that was a guy resisting the East India Company, and he beat them. But he had to take off in the end. He had to leave.
Correct. Well, that's what's happening here. See, they're taking off, but it's not going to work. That's it.
What's that mean? The people Sue's trying to leave, and it's not going to work.
She's
is that what you're saying?
No, it will work. She will work. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the country.
They're trying to leave. What? Get rid of the prison they're in.
Yes.
And
Sue's leaving, but the country will fail.
Right, but there are people in Canada, like the Alberta gang, the right-wingers. They realize something bad's happening. They want to hook up with the states as fast as possible, and it's not going to work, is what you're saying, Ion.
Right.
They're not going to get free. Now, will Canadians start to regret being a Canadian? Will it start to hurt? Will they wake up to it?
No. They're numb, Bob. But the best you got out of there is Duffy, and he don't even know how to spell Rod Sterling.
Okay. So Canada's going into prison. Oh, yeah. So part of the prison camp, the Chinese came in, and they killed Justin Trudeau before they took over, right?
Correct.
That was the coup. Right. Okay. And the wife knows this, and she just keeps quiet. Justin's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So
you're talking about tattoo, Bob. You're talking about tattoo.
Oh, that's what it was called. Tattoo, right. Yes. I totally forgot that. Maybe I'll remember now. Okay, so...
That's very important. That's very important because the pin on the Dutch East India Company is very key because that goes all the way back to Leopold II. And that's what's falling out now. We spent a great deal of time on that to make sure that it was noted on purpose.
Well, right. The Leopold II is in Saskatchewan. That's locking
that's
it in. So
that's correct.
Is the Antichrist moving from Brussels?
No. Wait. Slow down. If he is or if he isn't, it doesn't change the conversation. So that's a sidebar. Maybe right, maybe not right, but that doesn't change this conversation. And you're not going to overload this conversation. We're going to keep it simple, clean, so you can get something beneficial out of this fleeting engagement. The tattoo position becomes the way that he is completed.
Leopold.
Who was Leopold? Who was Leopold II engaged with, married to?
Marie Henrietta.
That's right. And what was the significance of Marie Henrietta? It's a big thing. Now, we spent a lot of hours on this. Don't fuck it up, Bob. You tell them to do their homework, but you got to have your homework.
Yeah, Marie is the more greater than Tesla. She created a lot of the technology of the 20th century.
Absolutely. Now, that same technology is what's coming forth right here, right now. It's going to sweep this process. Otherwise, China wouldn't care.
All right.
China,
is this our technology coming forth?
China wants the technology. We didn't say, but we're not going to say anymore because you have a difference between you're confusing potentially. Well, we're just trying to say this out loud. We don't mean this you personally. We mean the superfluous you, Bob, the big you. We're not sure if they know the difference between China the mountain and China the country.
And who is they that you're not sure about knowing that?
The invaders of Canada that are not sure how Leopold II is going to broach the Great Divide.
So China, they invaded Canada, but they have to deal with Brussels and Leopold II.
We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies.
Right, and they're aligning with them.
You're saying right. You missed the words. You'll get it later. We're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. You said Belgium. You said China. You said Canada. You said those things and blah, 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 blah. And what did we say? We said we're talking about diversity now, Bob, not enemies. Not of them,
diversity,
not all in pledge allegiance. They don't pledge allegiance to the same canticled repose, do they?
Right. And Iron Dome's got an ace in the sleeve, which is the completing the technology of Marie Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
And you owe Marie Henrietta kudos for providing that freely to you for now. In the land that her grandchildren knew.
Right. Okay, it came from there, that land.
Do you think we should kill Xi Jinping? What do you think? Should he go? What do you say? Don't ask one question. Just answer our question. Should Xi Jinping die or not? Just say it. Which way is it going to go?
He should die.
Done. Don't say no more words. That's enough words. You can play that. So now let's see how it goes.
I can play what I just decided. Bob making a decision. You can play that.
Yep.
Okay, but back. Mm-hmm. So does Marie Henrietta's technology get into the no frequency, the negative pH, and our cloud? Is that what she's anticipating or provided some for us to complete?
That's what Donald Rumsfeld thought, but he ain't with us no more, is he?
What did he do to screw up?
He got drunk on his own liquor.
So he started trying to interfere with us?
He did.
Just lately or been doing it for years?
Well, he was fucking around with Prescott trying to intervene, and that's a Texas thing. And you don't go to, if you're going to go to College Station with us, Bob, you better know what the fuck you're doing. Just saying.
Right. Well, what's Prescott? You mean the grandfather, Prescott Bush?
No, the grandson.
Oh, okay. So he was trying, that would be the son of George Bush W., George W. Bush, right?
Prescott Bush, grandson.
Well, who had the baby? Lara? No, that's
Jeb.
Who's
Jeb?
Jeb Bush has a son. Okay. All right, mm-hmm. So he tried to mess in that. He's been part of the Bush world for 30, 40 years, right? And
he was part of the damn Reagan world.
That's right. And so the point here is that Dick Cheney realized that I stopped him in 86 and gave up. He's still alive because Rumsfeld couldn't accept what happened in 86.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney can, right? That's why Dick's still alive. Still a loser.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to see. We're going to check with Henry Kissinger and see what he thinks about it, Bob.
Who is Kissinger? Did he come out of the Audubon Habsburg scene? Where did Kissinger come from?
He did.
Yes, that would be turning taxes.
From the KCMG.
Right. Well, that's World War II Project Paperclip and Fritz Kramer stuff.
He's 98 years old, so he's doing good.
Yeah, he's a year younger than me. He's born in 1923.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you know, we met his boss, Fritz Kramer, at the Battle of the Bulge and the Malmedy Massacre that's in the diaries. Yeah, you don't sound very enthusiastic about that era.
We don't care. He ruined Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, so it was a good day.
All right. So, and be their documented.
From the trials of Henry Kissinger. That's the one, Bob.
Right, but Dr. Beter documented that stuff in the 70s. He was exposing Kissinger.
Well, Kissinger, now wait. Yes, that's right, but most of that came from Nancy. Nancy was tighter than he. She was the smart one.
Nancy Reagan or Nancy
Kissinger's
wife?
Kissinger.
Yeah, she's tall. Remember her. Is she still alive?
See, this is
she died.
Yeah, it's that... No, it's the Bavaria Connect. Connect.
Yeah, she looked weird.
That was before the Kristallnacht. That was before the Kristallnacht, Bob. You remember.
1938. Yes, I know that. November 9th. Mm-hmm. So Nancy Kissinger, she's still alive. Yeah, 1934.
Yeah.
Look at her. Ooh, boy.
Of course.
She doesn't look friendly to Bob.
She doesn't
like Bob.
She can still get it. Now, if you're going to be a pedophile, that's who you need to get with, Bob. There you go.
Yeah. You should see that.
That's her own hair, too. Yeah.
Wow. She doesn't like me, does she?
Why?
She doesn't like me.
Why?
She doesn't like me.
Why?
Because I beat her. She knows I won.
We don't know. We don't know. We'll have to see.
And she and Mrs. Turnin Taxis, they work together. That's the old after image of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Bob, this is not Ann Fleischer you're talking about now. Come on now. You can do better than that.
Well, we got Carolyn. They don't like Carolyn then. All right?
Oh, yeah, they don't like Carolyn. No, that's right. Yeah, or Madeleine Albright. They don't like Madeleine Albright either.
And Thatcher, they don't like Thatcher.
No, or Robert McNamara. They can't stand him.
Right. Okay. Maybe a little more serious
stuff.
But
they really like Walter Kissinger, though. Walter Kissinger's all right.
Okay. I want to move toward a park where, no, I'm not going to say that yet. We'll get to this.
Okay. You better not. You better not say it ever. You better not ever say that.
Right. Right. So listen to this. Why didn't Aya know that we were misinterpreting force field? We didn't know it was, how are you defining it today?
It didn't matter.
All right.
It didn't matter. Because it didn't make it. There's a lot of things you got wrong, but we just gave a little tidbit. We went back to relax and allow and burning in the belly and the outer, inner, and middle kingdom and how you divide the dynasties. And there's a lot of things you missed that you were so obstinate. If you go back and look at some of those earlier recordings, you didn't believe a word of it. Every step in goddamn word was a fight to the bitter end. So
that's right.
What you to bear back at the whole house, Bob, you get what you get.
And so with and. Right. Okay, so Larry Ellison and David Argus over there trying to make their hydroponics version of us, are they part of the Pizzagate sex cult abusing kids?
No, but they don't poo-poo it, meaning they don't push against it because it actually follows their basic moniker. It follows their basic moniker. So they're not trying to find babies to kill, okay? But if one showed up, they wouldn't say nothing.
Right. They know about the Pizzagate, quote, elite. They know about that.
Hell yes. Everybody does, Bob. Fuck, that's every. That's, yeah, come on now.
And Polly, who looked into the Podesta brothers and found out that their mother adopted a lot of people, and there's this weird adopting network that started after World War II that leads into Pizzagate.
Yeah.
And young kids.
Yeah.
So she
yeah.
wondered if that lady, Mary Podesta, was their actual mother.
She was not.
But she was part of starting this adoptive stealing kids, using them as sex
yeah.
objects.
It's kind of like that. And see, he was all, John was all fucked up. You can tell by looking at him. Carolyn could look at him and see he's some reprobate,
yeah.
Bob. They did terrible things.
I know.
No wonder he didn't die. He would have been better off if he had died. Saved a lot of trouble and bother. You know, he should have been
right.
a
so the
really late-term abortion.
So they had a mother, and she died. They have a picture of her, but it's not the Mary Podesta who ran this, started this network 80, 70 years ago. But the Podestas know that Mary Podesta. They knew
certainly.
That one who wasn't
yes.
their mother.
Certainly.
Yeah, we're not talking about people from other worlds or substitute people for the mother.
Not
talking
yet.
That kind
not yet.
Grandma.
It may end up that way, but right now you're good to go.
Okay. So Scott made a point. He had a little tantrum and left as usual, and then he started posting critical stuff of us, and he's talking about intuition versus inference and this and that. And he comes up with this formula. He says, I'm looking at the form. You see that? The square root of 5 or the 2 plus 1 over 2. You see that formula on
yeah.
my screen? He says, uh-huh. this is the ratio within zero frequency in quotes, and determines not only the duration or period of the intra-interval pulse that creates the universe, but the amplitude of the repulsive and attractive forces and the point where they cross, producing electricity, light, and all matter. Which is recreated 22 trillion times a second. Is that absolute nonsense? Or is there some
it's just babble. It's not right or wrong. It's just babble. What does it mean? What do each one of those terms mean? If he's going to say this formula, he can substantiate it. If he's going to write a hypothesis instead of just vomiting up some stuff, why don't he apply it? That's what he would accuse us of doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way.
So... And what, so he left and said, Ion is pissing on the, this dialogue, Ion was explaining the electric theory universe guy, Wall Thornline or something, Thornhill. We went through that in the private session. I played it, explaining the electricity of the universe. And Ion, you know, dismissed most of it. He said, Ion is lying and pissing all over us. And Ion acts like a 4-year-old. Those statements are silly, not even to be acknowledged by Ion.
Well, what do they matter? He can have his opinion, or as you say, Bob, he has the right to be wrong. So instead of saying those words, say, I disagree with non-physical, and this is why. He didn't say that. He didn't engage it or come to some quantitative position, and he certainly didn't come on the show and ask us about it and have a dismissive position regarding it. But see, he's not interested in that topical position. He's just trying to say some words so he, like Greg Duffy, can get on the limelight. As long as he's in the limelight, he's a marvelous. But the second he's not in the limelight, then he's rotten tomatoes.
That's right. Okay, yeah, he gets angry and has a tantrum.
Because he's not addressed in the format for which his PhD blessed conditions purport.
Right.
We don't recognize him as so smart that he thinks he is. We don't see him that way.
Right, and to the Ayanats, he comes across as stupid. Right?
Well,
because
he's not logical, he comes up with a based reality and tries to make the world revolve around it. And that's not what happens at all. There is no emotion, except when he gets in his little tizzy. When he has a little tizzy, then there's emotion.
Hmm.
Yeah, that
right.
works.
And Duffy showed he's vulnerable like that because he actually got mad and left the show yesterday. I had to call him up and bring him back in. But
you had to know what has to happen is you got to lick him up and tell him how important he is and how marvelous he is and how we can't live without you and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm trying to, we're moving out of this kind of talk, what I call, Carolyn calls gossip, but
okay.
I'll say this. Somebody made this statement. I think the dark journalist, don't know his name offhand,
nice.
He has a show.
Nice. The dark journalist, ooh, nice.
Yeah, he said he went to the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C., and this is around what's happening with UFOs, and the shadowy connections. He looked into the shadowy connections of one of its members at the Cosmos Club in Washington, D.C., who was a Cold War CIA official named Arthur Lindahl. Is Mr. Lindahl significant? Did dark journalists discover somebody who knows about the aliens in the Pentagon and would know what happened in Surfside,
in
the building?
The short answer is yes, but this is not that person. The short answer is yes, but this is not that person. Okay?
Yeah, the guy he went to is not Arthur Lindahl.
Correct. Good.
Mm. And the real Arthur Lindahl puts up the double or the deceit to distract people from his own actuality that he does know stuff, the original guy, correct?
He's in Fairfax, Virginia.
He's in Fairfax? Is that what you just said?
Uh-huh. That's where
yeah.
he is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He doesn't go to the Cosmos Club.
He may, but that's not who he met there. See, that's the rub. It's a double entendre. He says enough
right.
words to be appropriate because you can look that up and find it. And you can find it's a place. It has an address. And it says da, 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 da. But then after a little while, you find that it doesn't have a basement. And then what you going to do with it, you see?
Okay. In the Matrix series, when Neo talks to the architect, I think he finds out he had screwed up 5 times before. It's the same number. And now
mm-hmm.
it's the 6th time. And he's going to be victorious. That's what we're doing here. This is the 6th time. The hexadic. There's the 6. Oh, I want to discuss a final point, the Delta variant. Now, Mike Adams writes columns saying the vaccine is killing people, not the virus, not the death variant. So that's partly correct, but he misses that the death variant mixes in with the vaccine and causes the death. That's your explanation. But a few people are noticing that there are a lot of deaths going on. Are they on the right track to exposing how many people are dropping dead from the death
yep.
Delta variant?
Yep.
Yes.
And now the people that are taking the vaccine are having abortions too. That's always fun.
Right. So, okay, millions of people waking up to this problem and are not going to take the vaccine?
Yeah, and that's a problem. We needed about 2/3 to take it. We need to thin this thing out because there's too many motherfuckers in the house, Bob. They got to thin it out. We need to have some. We need to have some retrograde. When Aquarius is in retrograde, Bob, we have to go. It's the problem is afoot.
Yeah, and Aquarius is a symbol for the coming breakthrough of Iondom.
Computer says yes.
Right. So
the age. They're called the age of Aquarius, Bob.
Yes. Now, and that's how you were using your word there. So you've talked
now
about.
You're so clever, aren't you?
Right. Now listen to this. How are you going to? Are you going to bring in governments forcing people to be vaccinated? That's the way you're going to get up to the 2/3 number.
They're going to do that anyway.
Right, so it will get vaccinated. It's just not happened yet, but they will get 2/3 vaccinated.
A lot of people have been.
But they're going to, it's just a delay. It's part of the rip.
Wait now. Slow up. Now we're having trouble. Now when it started 2 years ago, when Bill Cosby went to jail, now he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now Weinstein's going to get out of his shit. Just watch. It's coming. And then we're going to have some everything from that Me Too bullshit that caused this effervescent fuckery that everybody scratches their head of their ass because one of them is itching. They're not sure which one. All those things are going to be like undone. And once that happens, then Trump gets back in the soup and then gets back in the rub. Then all this crazy stuff goes away. And then everything's going to be fine. But there's going to be a little trouble in between hand for the deaths and all this problem stuff. So that's all in the soup. Now, there's a little grayish area for figuring it out, but that's we've already acknowledged that from the rip and the outcome. The outcome is no different. It's happening. That's all. No question. No problem there. The problem is how it all plays up or plays out. So that's a coming.
And the timing and the timing of it.
Yeah, but nobody cares because they're all going to be so distracted, they'll wake up dead. And once they're dead, who cares? The naysayers will be dead, and the followers will be amazed. So what's the difference, right?
Right. So you said a year or two ago that the tribulations will peak by early 2022. Are we still on that schedule, is there going to be a delay?
That still should be right on line. That should be right on line. Now, something could shift it now. We're not saying that because, goddamn, there's crazy shit now. Just saying.
Yeah, something could shift it. It might not happen, but you don't see that happening
so
right
far,
now.
So far, all's good in the neighborhood.
So you're saying that the scenario of people dropping dead because the death variant that they catch mixes with the vaccinations in themselves, that's happening now. But
it's right on target. And we've talked about it all the way through, all the way back. You can go all the way back to the goddamn Zika. Remember those Zika babies with the eyeballs popping up? Those Zika. This is the completion of the Zika transient.
Yeah, you were warning us in 2010 about Zika. And about certain authorities in the medical world or CDC saw it coming back then. They saw what were happening now.
And created it.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so they try to control it, get into it, massage it. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, so they see what's coming.
You're being good.
And then they
We're not right about anything. Just remember that. Remember to be sure and tell everybody that we don't get right about anything. So that's good.
And I can play what we're talking about the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you make sure and tell everybody how we're wrong more than we're right. Nothing's ever come true, and you can't know nothing. I know it's crazy. It's like, if you listen to Ion, you've lost your fucking mind. You don't need to be listening to Ion. That's crazy. You know what I mean? Why are you listening to some crazy thing outside of you that can't figure out you that know? Well, it knows what you're thinking, and it knows what you're doing, and it knows what you're meaning when you're saying it. But other than that, it has no really apparent value.
I said, that's right. The other day, I said, come on, Susanna, give me one prediction that Ion made that came true. And she couldn't come up with one.
They can't.
Other people did. Other people did. Other people popped up with stuff.
No, they didn't. Nobody could. They're all numb.
Yes,
they never
they
thought
did.
That was.
Yes, they
yeah,
did.
Okay.
California burned. Go through
no,
all that shit.
That was simple stuff. Okay.
So now there's degrees of rightness. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. We're trying to say keep you alive. Trying to keep you alive. Okay. So then, so then we have this direct statement, the Delta variant. I am privately
Delta,
later.
Delta variant.
Variant.
Delta,
right.
Delta.
Yeah. And you talked to me and Carolyn last week about variations coming after that, but I didn't play that. I'm not putting that out yet.
Good.
But there's
That's
a lot
right.
of things
Hold
still
that.
Coming.
Hold
yeah.
that. Because and, the humans are going to embrace it funny. They're going to embrace it funny. Just kind of like some people can take poison and it won't kill them immediately. It takes a while. So same thing. Same song, different verse.
Do you have a closing statement to say that I'm not asking about, but suggesting you explain
yeah. it's time.
How
it's
the
time
COVID
to come
virus,
into, oh,
no, no, how the COVID virus, or whatever the death
something.
Variant is, listen, the Delta variant, how does it show the immortality of our cell, the cell, like the cancer cell does? How is it a service?
Yeah.
Can that be
easy.
Explained?
It's, that, yeah, that's easy. Okay, the Delta variant, that's why they call it the Delta variant. It's kind of like, we've said twice or maybe 17,411 times, sitting on the levee waiting on the Robert E. Lee. The Robert E. Lee is in the Delta. That's where the Delta is in New Orleans.
Right.
That's where that is. That's where the Mississippi River is going to flow the opposite way from. You see?
Right.
That Delta is going to go in reverse. So now what's happening is the Delta strain of this pandemical condition, the seventh strand of a COVID or SARS, strictly created by the humans, becomes the epiphany of the exodus that the humans prescribed. They were following, or it was their folly that they were following to kind of thin down the population, which is the Bill Gates ideology of killing folks off a little bit. Now, they will kill a nigga now. They'll kill a nigga, just so you know they would do that. So don't worry about it, because they would do that. Then it thins down the population to such a degree that it can become manageable. But that Delta variant is the thing that was prescribed before the foundations of the earth, you see.
By Opinel.
So, by Opinel. That's exactly right. And the evidence is in the Dobbstown box under the left paw of the Sphinx. Right this
yes.
goddamn day. So don't worry about it. Go dig it up. If you don't believe it, go dig it up. It's 121 Depot Street if you're buzz coasting. So that's good. So no worries.
And
then what happens
right,
is you find out then that this is that problem. Now stop. You look at the plagues, you look at Revelation. Those few that have been fortuitous enough to engage in the Revelation Revealed series, you go down the chicken marks. You've had cicadas in the east. You've got a drought in the west. You've got burning in the west. You got all the steps and the layers of the plagues. Now you're talking about the death angels fixing to come. This is called Passover. The Delta would be the condition response in reverse. So it's not if you don't have the blood on the door that the death angel passes over you. You got to have the blood in your body so that the death angel misses you. This is what we're talking about. Some get it by fire, some get it by flood, but they all get it by the blood. The blood
and that is
be
true.
Applied.
And that's initially getting our products and the living water and surviving that, and then the amino acid factor, right? That's
correct.
What you have to get to change your blood.
That's great. We're going to have a forced ascension very soon, Bob. A forced ascension, and let me say it this way. Everybody listening, under the circumstances, we've been incredibly nice. Just so everybody knows.
And so have I, right?
Yes, you have. You're more patient than they deserve, but we'll see how that goes. We're not being mean. Well, we don't give a fuck. We're mean. We're not mean. We are what we are. It doesn't make any difference. It is what it is. Ascend or it won't matter. So it's all good. Thank you all for this wonderful engagement. Your retort has been extreme, and hopefully you've had a good run. This should be the completion of another very good show. Are you going to show up Saturday, Bob, or are you just going to put this on the loop?
No, I'm going to show up, but I want to mention a couple of addendums. P.S. The Delta variant is the seventh level of the SARS, which started around 2002,
yes.
Or with the HIV. Wait, where's the beginning one? HIV?
No, not HIV. That's not SARS. That's not a SARS-related. It's not SARS-related.
So Delta variant is the seventh level of SARS since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Seven mutation or something. Okay, very good.